John 14, verses 16 to 17. But I'll read verse 15 to make the context. The words of the Lord Jesus Christ. If you love me, he says, you will obey what I command. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. The world cannot accept him, because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. John 14, verses 16 to 17. Here we come to another massive subject introduced by the Lord Jesus. In verse 15, he has been very simple, but very direct and very plain. If you love me, and of course we must remember all the previous passages, that means if you are regenerated by the Spirit, if you are brought to saving faith and trust in me, if you've cried out to me for mercy and you believe me and my words and works, and you trust me for your everlasting salvation, if you believe, if you love me, worship me, serve me, want to honor me, you will obey what I command. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor. Now, do not misunderstand this. This word "and" here does not mean that verse 16, the promise and gift of the Holy Spirit, and that's what we're talking about, is a kind of optional extra or an upgrade, a tack on. Without the Spirit of Truth, without the gift of the Spirit, we will not come to love Christ and obey Christ. Unless we're regenerated, we'll never repent and believe. We'll never trust Christ. We'll never love Christ. And therefore, we'll never honor him and want to obey him in all his commands. No, the Spirit is not a tack-on, an optional extra, an upgrade. It's a vital part of the new covenant. It's a glorious aspect of the gospel grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the gift of the Spirit. Now, this is a very large subject, and there are many passages we could look at. Indeed, whole books are written on this great subject, the gift and work and power and person of the name of the Lord, of the Holy Spirit. Yes, but I want to stick, if I can, to this text and this passage mainly. What do we have here? Well, I want you to compare verse 7 with verse 9, and then with verse 17. Now in verse 17, Jesus promises the Spirit of Truth. The world cannot accept him. Him, you notice, a person. Because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. I emphasize the he and the him, the person of the Spirit. But I also emphasize neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. Sees, knows, know, accept. I concentrate on the sees and knows. Now verse 7. If you really knew me, says Christ, you would know my Father as well. From now on you do know him and have seen him. Notice the same thought. Knowing, seeing, knowing and seeing. Verse 9 again. Don't you know me, Philip? Even after I have been among you for such a long time, anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. Seeing, knowing. We get it of the Spirit, of the Father, and of the Son. Knowing, seeing, the person of the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. What do you make of this? I know what I make of it. There's only one thing I can make of it. Three persons in one God. Believers know, see, enjoy God the Father, God the Son, and God the Spirit. The same thoughts, the same words, the ideas here are put to us and all connected with the Spirit, with the Son, and with the Father. The triune God is here. I don't pretend to understand it. I can hardly find the words to talk about it. I adore and I worship the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. Three persons in one triune God. Now Christ gives the Spirit the name here of another counselor. Counselor, let me deal with that. That's a very rich word, parakletos in Greek. In 1 John 2:1, it's translated in the Authorized, the Old King James Version, as advocate, and it's applied to Christ. Christ is a parakletos, an advocate, our advocate. Here the Spirit is our parakletos, brother and sister, our counselor, our teacher, one called alongside to help, our comforter, our guide, our inspirer. You see, these words, advocate and counselor and teacher, they come from the Greek word, which is so rich and full of meaning. The same word is applied to Christ and the Spirit. And he is another counselor, says Jesus. There's two possibilities for this word, but the one here does not mean different, but it means a second one of the same sort. I have been with you as your counselor, as your parakletos, as your comforter, as your teacher, as your guide. But I'm going to give you the Holy Spirit to be with you as your counselor, another counselor, a second of the same sort, guiding, teaching, and ruling, and he will be in you. Greater things you will do than me. I have been among you, but the Spirit will be in you and living in you. You know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. The margin, the footnote has, and is in you. But it's all to come about, of course, in the new age. And that takes me back to John chapter 7 and verse 37 to 39. Let me read the words to you. John 7, 37. On the last and greatest day of the feast, Jesus stood and said in a loud voice, "If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, streams of living water will flow from within him." By this he meant the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were later to receive. Up to that time the Spirit had not been given, since Jesus had not yet been glorified. John 7, verse 37 to 39. Coming back to John 14 now, verses 16 to 17. "And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth." Clearly, Jesus is now speaking of his praying to the Father, asking the Father to bestow upon his believing people, the elect, to bestow upon them the Holy Spirit, and all as a direct reward for his labors, for his coming into the world, for his obedience to the law of God, for his sufferings on the cross, for his death as the atoning sacrifice for his people. "And I will ask the Father, and he will give you the Holy Spirit," the Spirit of Truth. Truth, life, light, power. The Spirit of God is the great regenerator. He brings knowledge. He teaches. And all this comes together as one joint piece. I said verse 16 does not mean and as a kind of upgrade or optional extra, a tack on. If you love me, you will obey what I command. And how will you love Christ? How will you be regenerate? How will you come to faith? How will you love Christ? How will you trust Christ? How will you turn from your idols to Christ? How will you want to obey Christ? How will it be possible? How will you take the scriptures and want to live in light of them? All by the power and energy of the Holy Spirit. This is the glory of the new covenant. It's not just simply external scriptures. It's not rules and recipes that we have to follow. We have the scriptures. We have the commands of God, yes. But we are moved to obey them, to love them. Oh, how I love thy law. How do we get that energy and power and grace? By the Holy Spirit. And the Spirit will be in you forever. Verse 16, a permanency. The Spirit is always with us, brother and sister. He regenerated us. He brought us to repentance and faith. He moves us to the scriptures. He stirs us to want to love Christ and obey him. He gives us the motive, the power, the grace, the energy. It's not the whip of the law, as Calvin taught. It's the gospel of Christ by the Spirit taking us to Jesus, making us want to obey, and giving us the grace to obey. All the gift from the Father, by the intercession of Christ, as a result of his labors and a reward for his works. And then Jesus says, only the regenerate can know anything of this. The world cannot accept the Spirit, because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you permanently, of course, dwelling within you. The world cannot. The world cannot know. We get a commentary on this in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. The ignorance of the world, the foolishness of the world, the blindness of the world, the inability of the natural man to understand, to appreciate. John 3, verses 3 to 6, and on. The regenerating power of the Spirit. Unless a man is born again, he will never see the kingdom. Never see it, never understand it, never appreciate it. You see, there are two realms. There's the realm of the world, Adam, sin, death, blindness. And there's the world of the Spirit, the realm of the Spirit. And this is the age of the Spirit. This is the new covenant age. Unbeliever, you're in the realm of deadness, death, darkness, blindness, ignorance. Unless you're born again, you will never see the kingdom. Unless God sovereignly works, and by his Spirit, to bring you to life, to stir you to repentance and faith, you will never see the kingdom. The Spirit generally uses the preaching of the gospel, as I understand it, from Scripture. And that's why I preach. And mysteriously and sovereignly, God works even through people like me, these words I try to utter. Not that there are any power in themselves, but he by his Spirit so equips them and uses them and moves them that men's hearts are broken and they are brought to life in Christ. Do you feel any impulse of it now, my friend, as I'm speaking to you? Then close in with Christ. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. But the world shall never see, left to itself. The world has many what we call polymaths. They sort of know something about everything or everything about something. They know so very much, very wide polymaths, yes. But one thing they'll never know, they'll never see, realm of the Spirit. You can have PhDs as long as your arm. You can be the most erudite and well-read man in the universe. But until the Spirit of God gives you life, it's not a question of intelligence or intellect or reading. It's the power of the Spirit. But he not only regenerates and brings to faith and repentance, He moves us, brother and sister, to love the Word of God, the law of Christ, and to obey it from our hearts. Blessed be God for this gospel. Let me close with a hymn by Augustus Toplady on this subject. Earnest of future bliss, thee, Holy Ghost, we hail, fountain of holiness, whose comforts never fail, the cleansing gift on saints bestowed, the witness of their peace with God. What wondrous grace is this, for God to dwell with men? Through Jesus' righteousness, his favor shall remain. Thus, feeble worms by nature lost, are temples of the Holy Ghost. Though Belial's sons would prove that thou no witness art, thanks to redeeming love, we feel thee in our heart. Continue, gracious Lord, to bear thine inward testimony there. By thee on earth we know ourselves in Christ renewed, brought by thy grace into the family of God. Descend believing souls to seal, and teach them all their Father's will. Jesus says, if you love me, you will obey what I command, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. The world cannot accept him, because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he lives with you, and will be in you.